Blog Talk Radio.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? We gon' do it like this. Hey, Todd, you ready? Check it. I got 7 back 11s, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10, max 10. The shit never ends. You can't touch my riches, even if you had MC Hammer and the 357 bitches. Biggie Small, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb's bread. Little Daddy got the shotty to your body, so don't resist, or you might miss Christmas. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the runs dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana sipped the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad hell, my boy Jaquel from the avenue to jail cell. Oh my god, I'm chopping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at they christening.
Motherfucking big slow. What you gonna do with it?
Yeah. You already know what it is. Free Game Radio Season 2, Part 2 of the Season 2 Jump Off. You know how we going to do it. As always, waiting for the rest of the community to get through, the rest of the panel, everybody else, Ab, Lady Steel. Jay, he's actually doing a pregame appearance right now at the Leather Lounge. So go to the Leather Lounge, look for Jay. He's over there. He's celebrating Maya Love's birthday. And that's on 120th and Amsterdam Ave in Manhattan, you know, in Harlem. So get over there. A-Train 2, 3, they all go over there. So check all that out. We're going to be back in a second. I'm going to play some UGK, Rest in Peace, Bun B, International Players Anthony. Dave, we'll be right back. Free Game Radio.
So, I type a text to a girl I used to see, saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I want to be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I'd CC round town. And hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Witness all around me, true. But I'm no island, peninsula maybe. Makes no sense, I know crazy. Give up all this pussy cat that's in my lap, no looking back. Spaceship don't come equipped with rear view mirrors, they dip as quick as they can. The atmosphere is now ripped. I'm so like a pimp. I'm glad it's night. So the light from the sun would not burn me on my bum when I shoot the moon. High jump the broom like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling too soon. Don't do it. Reconsider. Read some litter. Sure on the subject. You sure? You know we got your back like chiropractic. Chick, if that do you dirty, we'll wipe our ass out as in detergent. Now hurry, hurry, go on to the altar. I know you ain't a pimp, but pimp, remember what I taught you. Keep your heart, 3 stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, 3 stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, 3 stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part. Play your part.
The Tuesday lover never without a rubber. Never in the seats like it on top of the cover. Money on the dresser, drive a compressor. Top notch, get the most, not the lesser. Fresh like the for $40 in the club. Up the game, she gets no love. She be cross country giving all that she got. A thousand a pop, I'm pulling villains off the lot. I smashed up the gray one, bought me a red. Every time we hit the parking lot, we turn head. But this is too scary. You told me you ain't a pimp, you a fairy.
Baby, you've been rolling solo. Time to get down with the team. The grass is greener on that other side. If you know what I mean, I show you things you've never seen. The 7 wonders of the world. And I can make you the 8th if you wanna be my girl.
Any
decisions with precision. I pick or make my selection on who I choose to be with. Girl, don't touch my protection. I know you won't miss to slip, but slipping is something I don't do. Tip it for life. That's like making it rain every month on schedule. Let me tell you, get your parasol umbrella, cause it's gonna get wetter. Better prepare you for the sea support. She's supposed to spend it on that baby, but we see she don't.
Ass Paul McCartney, the lawyers couldn't stop me. Slaughter of them pockets had to tie to a rocket.
Send her into outer space, I know he wish he could, cause he paying 20K a day, that was eating good. Like an infant on a double D, just getting crump, cause you miscalculated the next to the last pump.
Dump in the gut, raw from the giddy. Yep, better choose the right one or pick the kitties up. So.
Yeah. So you guys know, of course, if you guys, of course, been tuned to the last hour, this is Free Game Radio Season 2, the big jump off. Main question of the night, is Obama doing a good job by his standards? 347-857-4302. Call us up. Let us know how you're feeling. We got Dave Smart Guy in the building. And all those in the call lines, I see your numbers piling up and all of that. Press 1 if you want to get down in the conversation, all right? For those who know, we had one hell of a conversation in the first hour. Waiting for some of the people from that show to come back in. If not, you know, it's all good. I'll take over and all of that. But pretty much, my whole beef is the whole bunch of these celebrities, they getting off with, they're getting off light with heavy shit. Like, if it was someone else, a regular person who didn't do a movie or who didn't make an album or something, if the same thing happened to them, it'd be over. You feel what I'm saying? Case in point, Lindsay Lohan, like, we already know where that's going. I already talked about that on previous episodes and everything like that. You know, she gets to skip court and all that good stuff, and like I said, she gets off. You know, I say she gets off, but she gets, you know, those slap on the wrist. Had it been just that Lindsay who came from Long Island and she did whatever she did and she skipped all that, let's be for real, she'd be under the jail and everything like that. All that stuff is on the blog, brooklynblack.wordpress.com, for those who missed out on it. We all that. Ev's back in the building. We got Ed back in here. Of course, I know she has other stuff that she didn't she didn't have the chance to go on in the past show. And I got some stuff also, like, I'm really not feeling Wesley Snipes' conviction. Like, I don't respect it. You know, okay, 3 years for tax evasion. They did the same thing to Ron Isley. For those who don't know, who's going to wear Mr. Big Horse for the past 3 years, he was locked up on some tax evasion thing. Like I said, I don't respect it only because I see all the other dudes with the, you know, not Bernie Madoff, but the other one go with the Ponzi schemes, and they get little to no time, and they stick Wesley Snipes, they stick Ron Isley for 3 years, no problem at, you know, they just do them in like that. But we're going to take a quick, you know, a couple of seconds, you know, 4 minute break the most. Then get the rest of the people up in here. I know we got Dave the Smart Guy coming in here. We got Evan here. And we're pretty much going to pick up on where we left off with our Dumbass of the Week. I'm going to throw a couple more people in the mix because I just have to. We've been away for a while, so that's what I got to do. But we'll be back in a second. We're going to get everything else going on, get it popping off. Free Game Radio, Part 2, Season 2 premiere. This is how we're doing, all right? We'll be back in a second. Peace.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Biggie Smalls, the loudest one. Representing BK to the fullest. Gats are bullets. Bastards ducking when Big B bucking. Chicken heads be clucking in my bathroom fucking. It ain't nothing. They know Big B handling with the Mac in the act door paneling. Bandaging MCs. Oxygen, they can't breathe. Mad tricks up the sleeve. Wear boxes so my dick can breathe. Breeze through in the Q45 by my side. Miracle high. And those that brushes my clutches get put on crutches. Get smoked like touches from the master. Hate to blast ya, but I have to. You see, I smoke a lot. Your life is played out like Farm A and the fucking polka dots. Who rocks the spot? Biggie, you know how the weed go. Unbelievable.
Yes, 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 y'all. We are back. Pregame Radio, Part 2, Season 2. You know how we get down. It's what it is. We got Dave Smart Guy. We got Ab in the building. We got King Dre. He was our special guest panel member for the night. We got all these people up in here. But for those who don't know, Thursday night in Brooklyn, the Comedy Night Base, Thursdays at Temptations, 2210 Church Avenue in Brooklyn, 718-856-5946 for more information. The show starts at 9 o'clock. There's no cover, free food, free drinks. There's a free after party for those who want to buy bottles and all that good stuff. Call the number, like I just said, 718-856-5946. Let them know so they can get, you know, the party packs going, everything for you. One thing also, too, I want to put down as far as the whole, some things I'm not agreeing with. Wesley Snipes, he got sentenced to 3 years for tax evasion. Like, alright, you know, we know Wesley Snipes, he's been in the game for a minute, since like the early 90s, alright? The spicy movies he did, everything like that, the Blade Trinity, and all that good stuff. And, you know, they tried him for tax evasion, found him guilty, so pretty much he had to do 3 years. And for those who don't know, Mr. Biggs, Ronald Ossie, he just came home from doing the same thing. All right, well, not doing the same thing, but Same charge got ordered against him. He got found guilty. That's what he's doing. Like I said, me first, I feel if they could just pay the money back, we leave it at that. But, Ed, what you think about that?
Hello?
Yeah, you on the line.
Yeah, well, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. That, I think what it is that he got away, not so much to say that he got away with it, because I'm sure he studied and observed the law, and he probably consulted with an accountant and a lawyer as to if he had a legal right to do what he did, and I'm not sure he felt that he did. So, and I don't know how or why or how they choose people, actually, to decide or to investigate them or so on and so forth. And I don't even know if it was for a significant amount of money. And like you said, why can't you just let him pay it and go ahead about his business?
You know, and that's the thing when it is 347-857-4302. We'll talk about what's the size of him getting recently given to tax evasion, tax fraud. They try to bring up all these charges on him, and he has to pretty much do 3 years. Of course, his lawyers and everybody, they try to appeal the situation, so he doesn't have to go in anytime soon. So all you guys who look for Blade 4, you might get it. Like I said, pretty much, I feel it's bullshit. They even got Ronald Isaac and Mr. Bates on the same shit. He just pretty much came home off the same charges. But if they want to do it like that and they give all of the, they give these, I'm sorry. You know, if you guys seem like a pulling the race card or whatever, it is what it is. But so far it's been these two entertainers, they've been black. And they got called on these, you know. And let's be for real, you Caucasian entertainers and stuff like that, y'all been doing this shit for years. And like I said, let's keep it real. Let's keep it 100. 347-857-4302 if you guys agree, don't agree with me. But come on, you guys have been doing it for years. Like, you guys can't tell me, yeah, the Hiltons that made all that million is legit. I don't care. You can't tell me that. But that's what it is. They got Wesley Snipes and Ron Isaac just came home off of that. 347-857-4302 is the number. We got Dave Smart, our political analyst in the building. What's up, Dave?
All right, man. Here's what I'm talking about with Wesley Snipes, though. The reason why he got hit with tax evasion is, like, he didn't file tax returns for, like, 6 years, dude. 6 years! You don't file tax returns? How you not eventually gonna, like, look at that, though? Like, when a name like Wesley Snipes, because he's a high-profile person, he's a celebrity. The name Wesley Snipes, kind of just like, you see that, though? Like, he's like, John Smith, Joe motherfucking Blow, hey, would you blow me, fucking Oliver Clothes Off, whatever. Wesley Snipes is going to stick out, like, in front of you. It's like, wow, it's kind of like John Wayne or Clint Eastwood. The man's a fucking icon. So, in essence, he's a victim of his own success. If he was a regular dude, though, they probably wouldn't have caught up to him, though. But the fact that he is a celebrity is why he got caught. Mind you, though, people have also been fucking hit with stiffer sentences for tax evasion. Okay, a prime example is Alphonse Capone. You know, Al Scarface Capone. You've seen the movies or the mobster flicks. When he went down, he was not arrested for anything like murder or racketeering or anything of that nature. He was, they got him on tax evasion. And you know something, though? I mean, if they're looking to nail you, they're looking to nail you. I mean, the dude just had to be caught with his hand in the cookie jar. I mean, Free Wesley, I love his movies and everything, though. You know something, though? You gotta take his hit like a big boy, man. That's all there is to it.
Hey, what's your feeling on that?
Well, like I said, I didn't know what the reasons why they went behind him, so he didn't file taxes for 6 years. Like I said, they pick and choose who they want to do shit to. period. Some people can't get away with shit, and some people can. That's just the law of nature.
Because he's Wesley Snipes. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
All right, that's what it is. Of course, we got King J, J-Rock calling out at NIAC, Building 3, represent. He's in the building. You know,
yes,
he's
sir.
Been here hour one. He got people, he had people calling in and stuff. So, Jay, we talk about Wesley right now. What you feel about that? I know you was a Blade fan, so what's up?
Yo, man, I mean, it's sad to see. I mean, because, you know, like you said, he has such an image as, you know, the action figure. He's acting, you know, when it's past being just an actor, but you're an action figure. Like, you know what I'm saying? That was his staple, like your Schwarzeneggers and your Stallones and, you know, your Willises. But, yo, man, the guy, man, you know, you got to make sure you take care of these things. I mean, at this point, you know, you've seen it more now than ever that celebrity status and being somebody or so-called being somebody in the world, it doesn't mean anything. You know, it doesn't look at Plastico Burst, look at Lil Wayne, look, you know, the list goes on and on of guys that have a lot of money and, you know, they can't get out of situations, you know, and tax evasion is a very serious charge. Like I think Dave said, you know, Al Capone, absolutely. Exhibit B, John Gotti, you know. These guys, these are notorious guys that are known for being a gangster, and they went down for tax evasion. It's a very hard charge to try to escape. And, you know, if you're in the wrong, you're in the wrong. I mean, you know, it's no different than in any other crime. Don't get me wrong. I don't think the justice system is perfect, you know. I mean, but shit, you know, I'm sure he had a legal system. He had a legal team, and, you know, I guess they advised him on the best thing to do. And, you know, tell him hold his head, Wesley, hold your head. You know, I heard you said Ron Osley was, you know, he was locked up for the same charge. Welcome home, Ron. You know, I hope to hear some of that fine music from the Osley Brothers. But in any case, I mean, what can you do? The federal government does not play any type of games when it comes to money. And you know what kind of situation the government's already in right now with money. So you think they're going to let anybody shortchange them right about now? Especially somebody that's known, that has a face? No way. Nah. It ain't gonna happen, and you know, but you know, Wesley be all right. You know, he did a prison movie. You should know what to do.
All right, Werner. For those who don't know, he did that movie Undisputed with Ving Rhames. So, as far as J-Rock knows, he should know what to do. You know, not to get smacked up by niggas and whatever.
I would hate to be the dude like J-Bo and shit that would fucking want to try to make Wesley Snipes his bitch. That would not be cool for that dude, son. Wesley would rob. Wesley Snipes is a black Chuck Norris, son. That's all I got to say.
But Wesley Snipes is only about 5'6". I mean, they got some big guys.
I don't mean shit.
Big guys in federal prison, man. I mean,
that don't mean shit. Kelio Gracie was the same fucking height, dude. He'd fight any dude out there. He's a father of Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, I don't care how many.
I'm going to tell you like this. If you don't shut your ass up, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you should.
Check it out. Yo, you're going to be back in a couple of minutes. You're going to be back in a couple of minutes now. We're going to pick this up. We got to pick this back up. Also, too, we're going to pick up on our original conversation about Obama doing his job. Also, too, for everyone who wants to get in on it, we talk about Montana Fishburne and anything like that. Trying to get her movie pulled up the scene. Yeah, so we talk about that, too. I know y'all got something to talk about that.
And we're also going to talk about Angel Alvarez shot 21 times. Can we get that into?
We're going to get that into.
What are we talking about?
Get all that stuff into.
Hold on. 21 times?
His name was Angel Alvarez.
Yeah, because he shot and killed some kid in the streets first.
Oh. Wow.
No, police shot.
Two wrongs don't make it right
kid.
Now. Hold on, guys. Two wrongs don't make it right. All
right, hold on. We're going to get into that in a little bit, but, you know, I want to try to smooth it out, you know, get it all good. That's all it is. We're just going to play, you know, some Outkast, motherfucker Slick Rick, all the storytelling. I love this song, you know what I mean? That's what it is. It kind of combines the whole two of the genres, you know what I mean? The storytelling thing and the whole call and response and all, everything like that, so... If you're a hip-hop head, you'll enjoy this joint. We'll be back Free Game Radio. This is season two, the big jump off, and as you see, it's going off. It's real big. We're talking about everything right now, so that's what it is. You're coming back. We talk about Montana Fishburne as soon as we get back, all right? Free Game Radio, we'll be back in a minute.
Oh.
Somebody hit me the other day for a rendezvous. Was it the bitch that fucked the good and the dungeon crew? Let's say her name was Susie Screw, cause she screwed a lot. Making a nigga hit that song and let him in his spot. Not no parks, bad seats, the things of that nature. Had to hate your player. I'm digging the hoe down, never said I hate her. Straight later. Slayed the bitch like Darth Vader. Made her from College Park and Fed, all the way down to the hater. Like Zeta. Her whip was sharp and sporty, that was salty. Stay with the snake and eggs and a Beamer 840. It's foggy. I went to the crib to call her, but she lost me. My baby mama beat me. 7 o'clock is gonna cost me, but I still wanna cut her though. Maybe she had to work. I called her in the mall, wearing a real tight skirt. She was fine as fuck. I wanted to sex the hoe up. She said, let's hit the parking lot so I can sick your duck. I say, cool. I really wanted to cut you, but this will do. I gotta pick up my daughter, plus my baby mama beat me too. She said she understood and everything was kosher. I gave her a little wheel CD and a fucking poker. It's like that now.
It's like that now. You better go get the hoe about your bag now. About 4 or 5 cats on clear my leg now. This shoe came in the form of story rap now. It's like that now. It's like that now.
Now, Deuce the Screw had a partner named Slasher. I remember her number like the summer. When her and Susie, yeah, they threw a slumber. Party, but you can't call it that cause it was slumber. Well, it was more like spending the night. 3 in the morning, yawning, dancing under street lights. We chilling like a feeling and a nigga feeling right. In the middle of the ghetto, on the curb, in the spite. All of the bullshit, we on our back, staring at the stars above. Man. Talking about what we gonna be when we grow up. I said, what you wanna be? She said, alive. It made me think for a minute, then looked in the eyes. I could've died. Time went on, I got grown. Rhyme got strong, mind got blown. I came back home to find love, Sasha was gone. My mama said she was a nigga that be treating her wrong. I kept on singing my song and hoping at a show that I would one day see her standing in the front row. But 2 weeks later she got found in the back of a school with a needle in her arm, baby, 2 months due. Sasha Thumper.
It's like that now, you better go get the hoe about your bag now. It's about 4 or 5 cats on him a leg now. It's just you came in the form of story rap now. It's like that now.
Throwing things, yelling in a mad high pitch. Here we go again with this psychopath bitch. The neighbors will hear you, you misfit. Can't disagree with a bitch without this shit. The price we pay to fuck women. The most pretty bitch got this psycho shit within them. Suck up, soon as I pop up and see me with the next, you wanna tear the fucking club up. Check a pants, a number confirming. Learn more and more than just shit to dump sperm. And you know, probably get cussed if I backslap this while she busy trying to justify who cheated first.
Rick, what would I want with this small chain wearing motherfucker trying to front?
I ought to cut her off, let another soothe me. But I don't know, ordinary bitch don't move me. I mean, I try to fall in love with the bitty, but straight up, just be with the bitch out of pity. So although I know pretty bitch shady, here I go trying to change a hoe into a lady. Not a lady.
Like that now, you better go get the hoe about your bag now.
Yeah, what's going on? We are back on the air, pregame radio. We got everything we talking about. Matter of fact, we started talking about Montana Fishburne because I did the song and everything like that. I don't have no beef or nothing like that with Miss Tana Fishburne. So those who know me on Twitter, who follow her, whatever, those are, oh, Brooklyn Black talking shit. I'm not talking shit. I'm saying because I see like this. She's a young girl. She's doing whatever seems good for her right now. And that's all it is. You know, But I see it like this. Who, just know who her father is, and they're only offering to pay $1 million, just $1 million. Just because you're pulled off, like, that just shows, like, that's kind of bullshit, you feel what I'm saying? To me, I just don't feel it. Like, I don't respect it. Like, come on, like, you guys make at least $20 million a picture, you know what I mean? You guys make 20, 15, 20, whatever. You guys make more than $1 million off a picture. Like, that's what it is, and that's all you're offering up. Like, that fucking sucks. But, Ab, what you think on that?
Well, she's grown. She can do whatever she want to do. They probably gassed her up and was like, yo, if you use your name, it'll get you more attention, period. That's all.
Like, me personally, I have to, yeah, because, you know.
You never heard of this girl, right? So, I mean, really.
Yeah, she's over 18, she's 19, and she's doing what she's doing. And straight up, I think she might have been misled. I'm not going to front, not trying to, you know, defend her or nothing like that, but she might have been misled and felt going this route might have catapulted her career and to whatever it was. But I don't think this is what the publicist really wanted, so she's just trying to, she's trying to vibe off as much as she can, but she knows it's not for her. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I'm just talking the fact her pops, you know, he's in the $20 million and plus up club. I mean, like, if he do a movie, they pay him more than $20 million. And they only tried to pay $1 million to get her movie pulled off the, not like, how much does she really worth to you? You know what I mean? That's what I'm thinking. That's my thoughts.
Wait. Who, you mean somebody paid somebody to pull what? Pull her video?
No, because some friends of her dad, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They gathered money together and they only got $1 million up.
Well, like you said, some friends of her dad, not her dad. He probably's like, you know what? Fuck it. If that's what you're going to do, go ahead. But you and me fucked up right now. And as far as that concern, after that, it's a private family matter, real talk. Like I said, his friends, that's why it was $1 million. His friends came up with the money. They not the ones making $20 mil a pick.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, I feel something different, but Jay, like, how you feel on that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Jay Rock, how you feel on that?
Oh, man. First, I want to say she gives the Morpheus. Yo, man, the girl's a grown woman, man. She's going to do what she's going to do. I mean, I don't know. If you went on World Star Hip Hop and took a look, this guy, Brian Pumper, he's a porn star turned rapper, and he got her in a video now, you know what I'm saying? So she's a video girl. She's a porn star. You know, what can you do? Lawrence Fishburne kind of influenced her, I guess. You know, he was on film. She wants to be on film. And she's good at what she does. She's good at what she does. She's a grown woman. I mean, hey, on Lawrence is a killer. You got to look at things from Lawrence's perspective. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't all know the specifics and, you know, what it goes to. If she turned out to be a porn star, imagine what she was doing before that and before that and before that. So Lawrence has probably been dealing with situations like this before. So he's like, figure out, pony up a mill and, you know, I mean, what more can I do? You know what I'm saying? The girl's a grown woman. And I, you know, but, you know, she's good on film. I've seen the clip. She's good on film. She's good at what she does. You know, just as long as see what he does. You know, she gives him all fears.
Okay, well, I feel like this. Like, I don't know what the doing the Morpheus is, but I feel like this. She is of legal age to make these movies and to make these contracts and all that good shit. So
that's right.
That's
she's
what she's doing.
Woman.
Yeah.
You know?
If that's what she's doing, you know what I'm saying? Then she can do that. She can knock herself out. You know what I'm saying? She can have fun with that and do everything like that if that's what she wants to do. Now,
if Jameson wanted to do it, she wanted to do it. She did it, got paid, you know. There's, you know, people that do that and get paid. You know?
Now, my fact of the matter is, if, you know, her dad is whoever her dad is,
right.
And he's trying to get this shit pulled off, like, and he got people representing him, saying, hey, I'm doing this on behalf of Fishburne and his daughter, and they only got a mil? Like, and these are motherfuckers who we know for a fact make $20 million, $15 million a piece off a movie.
Look, yo,
off
that's
one movie, and come on, like,
but this is
I
what I'm saying.
Yo, come on, son.
He probably been going through this before. She might have been a stripper. This, you know, it just doesn't. You don't just jump in straight into be a porn star. You're gonna have some, you know, you're gonna have some things that gradually lead you to that. So he probably been, you know, dealing with these problems before. And I mean, who's gonna stop a sex tape from leaking out? It doesn't ever stop. You know, I mean, no matter how much money you put up, because it's too much worth the publicity and the drama and the media, and the, you know, it's actually worth it more to him probably to drop the sex tape, and he can probably make a good buck off of it. I mean,
that's how we came out of there, but
pimping his daughter. But I mean, I'm just saying, it's gonna come out. How many guys? How many people have we looked at it? I mean, look at Paris Hilton. Her family has more money than Lawrence. They got more money than Lawrence, yo. The Hiltons got more money than Lawrence, and Paris is, you know, out there doing her thing too. So, you know, what can you do?
Yeah,
that's how it goes.
True, indeed. Paris is doing whatever she's doing. Let's let our resident, like I said, normally our resident political analyst, besides that, big smart guy, we're going to let him in the room. Dave, what's good, man?
All right, I'm going to get at you. I'm going to fuck your heads up with some truth right now. Here's what's going on, though. Y'all guys know the, you guys actually know the backstory as to why she decided to actually do this porno? The reason she said she wanted to, quote, jumpstart her career in the entertainment business. She ain't trying to make a career out of porno, but what completely blows my mind is, why didn't she just say, hey, Dad, how about you hook me up? I mean, come on, you motherfucking Morpheus, for fuck's sake, okay? You dodge bullets, my dude. What the hell? I mean, you at least get her a couple of bullshit parts. But, I mean, and what bothers me, though, I mean, Brian fucking Pumper, she couldn't get another celebrity? I mean, she's saying it worked for Kim Kardashian. That's because she had Ray J, for fuck's sake. Call him up. You know he's down to do another video. Come on, son. He's always down. For the love of Ray J. Should have made a point of that.
For the love of Montana Fishburne.
Come on, man. Let's be fucking serious. She's retarded.
She's the one. She's Neo.
She's the one. She dodged the money shot and shit in slow motion, son.
She's the
Wachowski
one.
Brother should have. No, the Wachowski brother should have directed her porno. That would have been the ill shit. That freaking Neo make a cameo and shit. There is no cum.
Yo.
Don't!
Take the blue pill, Montana.
The blue. Yes, the blue pill is plan B.
All right, so that's how we spell it, but also keep in mind, six Sundays going on. Yo, this Sunday coming up, it's the last Sunday they're doing this at the Blue Room, 248-13 Union Turnpike. Ladies are free until 1 a.m. Usually by DJ Killer Kyle, more people. That's how they're doing it. It's the last one going on for the summer and everything like that, so that's what it is. But right now we're talking about my cancer son, but I'm going to shift the conversation back, all right? Because we got the most feedback. Everybody talked about Obama doing a good job, and, you know, we got feedback on that. Now, Dave, the smart guy, you being on the fence, you know, you either right wing or left wing, let the people know, but where do you stand on that?
What, with Obama?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think it was too soon for him to get elected. Way too soon. He had his work cut out for him, though, and I applaud him for doing all he could. I applaud him. I want the guy to do good. You know why, though? Because whether you're Democrat or Republican, that's still our president. You want him to do good because if he's doing good, the country's doing good. I mean, people seem to forget that kind of thing. But I think that, I mean, it's kind of one of those, like, when you're the president of the United States, there's no room for a motherfucking learning curve. Okay, we're fighting a war on two fronts. We got a fucking economic recession to worry about. Fucking Bush screwed the pooch when it came to foreign relations. I mean, it's in shambles right now, okay? And we need a president who is going to be assertive. He's going to have that old freaking Teddy Roosevelt mantra. You walk, you talk softly, but you carry a real big fucking stick. I mean, pause.
Pause. No homo. Nothing against homosexual, but no homo. Pause and all of that right now for a second.
That was such a delayed reaction right now. Damn.
Yeah.
But really, man, I mean, honestly, though, the country's fucked up either way, man. Whether you elected McCain or Obama, though, either way, this would have been a fucking shitstorm anyway. I just don't like where he stands on certain things, like the fucking mosque at Ground Zero, another controversy topic, I think is the worst motherfucking idea in history. Yeah, it said legal and moral right to actually build a mosque. This shit's motherfucking disrespectful. That shit is some foul shit, man. Honestly, though, look at it this way, all right? If I decided to open up a gun shop across the street from Columbine High School, I'd be fucking hung in California. They would drag my body to California and then hang my ass. You know why? Because it's disrespectful, okay? There's some double standard having ass motherfuckers, okay? They're fucking all for gun fucking, like, the fucking hardcore left-wing liberals, some double-standard-having-ass motherfuckers. I get called a baby killer, but they support late-term abortion. What kind of shit is this?
Okay, hold on. Now, before we keep going on that one, our, like I said, a normally presidential analyst, Ed, what do you think about that? Would that be the case?
You're talking about the mosque at Ground Zero?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Actually, I don't have a problem with it because it was extremists that did that. You can't hold a whole religious culture at fault for what extremists did. Now, if they had a, it was Christian, those were Christian-raised boys at Columbine that went in there and blew away their own classmates, but
they didn't fucking shoot motherfuckers up in the name of Jesus, though.
There was nothing wrong. You're not getting the point. They were Christians, you understand? So are we also, so now.
No, but. Here's a point you're missing, okay? I spent a year in the Middle East. I was deployed to Iraq in special warfare, fucking Joint Task Force 626, hunting high-value targets. So I know about the religion, okay? I'm not talking out of my ass. Let me tell you something, okay? It's not that they happen to be Muslim and they pull this kind of shit, kind of like how the kids from Columbine happen to be Christian. Or look at it this way. They did it because they were Muslim, because they took what is apparently a very peaceful religion and turned it on its motherfucking head and fucking, they declared jihad, holy war, which is in the Quran, okay? The Quran will teach you that if you're surrounded by enemies, it's okay to be fucking two-faced, okay? Read the shit. Trust me on this. I'm not bullshitting you, okay? The thing is, though, that religion, I mean, as skewed as they looked at it, though, it was the direct catalyst for those attacks. It is the direct, like, purpose. They did it because it is the will of Allah to kill the fucking non-believers. We're the non-believers, okay? When it comes to terrorists, let me tell you something about them. If you pay taxes, you're as good a part of the government as a president, so they fucking blow your ass up, put a bullet in your head, whatever they fucking want
to
do.
Hold on. Allow me to step in, guys, because, you know, I see it's going both ways. But I'm going to break it down to you. I'm going to even in the middle with both of you guys on this one. You know, I think, all right, first of all, politics in America is a joke. It's a fucking popularity contest. All right, Obama was the most popular guy. Don't get me wrong. Being an African-American man myself, I'm happy to see a black president, you know what I'm saying? Or better yet, I'm happy to see a president that's not a white man. But that's another thing. In any case,
what I'm saying is that as far as the mob goes, that's like keep stirring the pot. That's like still stirring the can of worms. So I don't think it would be a good idea. I don't think it's wrong, but I don't think it would be a good idea in front of the eyes of the country to do something like that after it did stem from, you know, a religious attack. But is it actually a religious attack? It's something you got to ask, because it's these guys, these Osama bin Laden, these, you know, those type of guys that just use the religion to their advantage to brainwash these different regimes and these different and these people and these Arab people. They brainwash them with these Muslim beliefs, and like they change it and use it like it's just a sound clip and fit it to their own meaning. So like they tell their people it's for Allah, and you know it's not the truth. So you know what I'm saying? That's also something you got to look at too before you go and just blame it all on Islam and so on and so forth. I'm not saying it's wrong to have the mosque there, because I believe absolutely there were people that were not involved with it that are Islamic that also died at 9/11 when it happened. So you know you got to take all these things into account before you say can or can't. But I do think it would be better to just leave it dead. You know what I'm saying? Leave that, let it die down, because it's not going to do nothing but stir the pot.
It's too
more.
Soon. It's too soon to be pulling that kind of thing.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's too soon to do something like that. 9/11 is not even a holiday yet. You know what I'm saying? You're doing things like that, so, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think they would acknowledge 9/11 as a holiday. Like, they don't acknowledge the day that Pearl Harbor got bombed as a holiday.
It should be. And we acknowledge Christopher Columbus, and we acknowledge all these other holidays. And we acknowledge, you know what I'm saying? We acknowledge, you know, Labor Day for the people that work. What about the people that died for this country? I think you should acknowledge that.
Yeah, like I said, true indeed. Like I said, but they don't. I know they don't acknowledge that. They don't acknowledge all the people that died. You know, the day that Hiroshima got bombed, or you know, Pearl Harbor got bombed. They acknowledge it, but they really don't acknowledge the soldiers who actually died in that. So I think for that happening, that's like...
I mean, they do their TV specials,
That's preaching to the choir, you feel what I'm saying? That's like, as far as that goes, that's preaching to the choir, but
I'm just saying, it's not even acknowledged as a holiday yet, and we're talking about holding masses, and you know there's a conflict with religion anyway at that standpoint, so why would we even try to introduce such a, you know, idea? Something like that, but that's just my take on it. I mean, I guess there's also a way where, you know, you confront it. Hey, go and put it in a room and, you know, let it duke it out and get it over with. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Shake hands and be friends later. You know what I'm saying? So to speak. That type of terminology or that type of thinking. You know what I'm saying? Where you just say, fuck it, we're just going to go bring it together. Hey, let it clash. Let people talk their shit, and then that's it. You know, there's a way to settle the dust on it like that as well. So I think that's maybe the approach that Obama's taking. But I wouldn't take that approach. I would let it die. It's always better to let things die. You know, let things die. You know, we still do trade with Japan. We still do trades with England, these places that, you know, we went to war with. You know, we're going to keep the conflict in the Middle East with Arabs that own 9% of our economy and all the oil and, you know, that own all these things, and we're going to keep conflicting with these guys. What happens if these guys actually just link up one day and say, you know, fuck this, you know what I'm saying? Let's fuck it, man. U.S. what? You know what I'm saying? What? We got weapons.
We've got enough oil reserves for 40 years. I think we'll be fine.
But also, too, that is something for us to bring towards concern, you know what I'm saying? You know, after 40, 50, 60-something years, what if they say, oh, well, fuck the U.S.?
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. They broke themselves, okay? That's like a crack dealer fucking saying, oh, fuck you, I'm not selling you nothing no more. Why would he want to do that?
And we can all agree that the U.S. reputation stinks. Can we all agree on that? We can all agree on that. As far as, period, our reputation stinks.
That's because we're fucking goony like that, son. You're fucking goons.
You know who we are? Yo, we're middlemen. That's what we do. We don't make shit. What we do is take shit from people that they make it, and then we sell it to other people. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, we just have your iPhones and American cars, and we have all types of shit, really. It's just that everything's just fucking exported because, like, it's cheaper to make shit overseas, like in China.
Exactly. So the people, look, we're collaborating. We're spreading ourselves so thin over trying to get everybody involved instead of taking care of ourselves. I mean, look at China. Everything says made in China, man. Are you kidding me? There's not a pair of Nikes that didn't come out of Indonesia.
So hold on, hold on, hold on. Let's clear the air real quick. We got, you know, we got about 10-9 minutes left in the programming. Ed, what do you think? Where you at with everything? You agreeing with somebody? You disagreeing? Where you at with it?
Say it again. I'm sorry.
I'm looking for Eb, like Eb. I'm trying to find out if she's disagreeing or agreeing with anybody. What's going on with Eb? Okay, she's not even online anymore, so it doesn't even matter. So we got about 9 minutes left in the program.
Me and Dave, the smart guy.
Yo, we got King J, Dave, smart guy. You guys are going in back and forth. What's going on? Pre-game radio season two. Like as far as I guess our world trade regulations, like, we got everything going on amidst on all of the beef bullshit and everything like that. We got about 8 minutes left. Dave, smart guy, what do you got to say on that? Like, as far as everything is going on, like, what would be the proper way to go about shit?
All right, the proper way to go about this kind of shit, though, with what's going on with the mosque at Ground Zero, honestly, though, I don't think the Arabs have done anything to fucking say, oh, hey, here we're harmless, instead of just trying to shove a mosque down our throats. I mean, you want to win these people over, though? You got to fucking put the motherfucking work in. You don't just say, oh, hey, we're trying to bridge the gap so to show you that we don't mean any harm by shoving a mosque down your throat. Nah, it didn't work that way. It did not work that way, okay? You know something, though? Japan, we don't whoop that ass, and it took several fucking years, generations before the fucking, before the relationship between us actually got settled down, okay?
Yeah.
It's going to take time. You don't just fucking just shove it down people's throats, like, all of a sudden, okay? Yes, it's their right, but you don't fucking abuse our own fucking system to get your own fucking way.
Well, I mean, talk to President the Bushes about that. Talk to the Bushes. Because they use it, obviously, for their personal gain, and look where it's led us. It's led us into these wars with these guys. You know what I'm saying? The Bush administration, period. You pick father, son.
The American way of life is what got us there, man. Let's not bullshit ourselves, okay? Let's not bullshit ourselves. The fact that we're Americans is
why the country was doing business with the same guys that we were trying to protect ourselves from. You know what I mean? Like, so you got to look at it. Like, it's more to the cookie than that. It's more to the puzzle than that. You know what I'm saying? When it's crumbling, it's more to the cookie than that. So, you know what I'm saying? Right now, we've had a standpoint where we got to figure out how we can get ourselves away from this drama before we can even start worrying about trying to close that chapter. We got to at least finish writing the important part. And they're not even finished writing yet. You know, we're not even finished, not even close. No, it's not even close. All right,
straight up. Before we, you know, we wrap up, you know, before we wrap up this session, you know, I got to get my 2 cents to 4 cents, you know, whatever it is, and ship it down. The U.S. is real, like I say, the U.S. is fucked up because we got enough of our own shit to deal with. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
We got enough of our own.
Exactly.
Like, we got enough of our own personal strife, you know what I mean? Like, we got enough in the U.S. That's not eating, you know what I'm saying? We got people in the U.S. that ain't got no jobs. So I feel before we get into the next business of the next country, we need to finish our own shit. Like, for instance, if Wycliffe wanted to run president of Haiti, let him do that. He ain't running for Congress in one of the 50 states.
Right.
I'm saying because Shabatel, we know he ain't going to make it.
Right.
We know that Shabatel, he's not going to make it if he runs for Congress or sign up for, say, New Jersey or Brooklyn or whatever. Like, we know that. He's not going to make it. Not saying I'm not supporting the Asian community in New York or whatever, but we know for a fact he's not going to get far. He's not going to do it. Like, he's a rapper.
Here.
What the fuck?
Here.
What does he know about holding down a country, a state, a city? Like,
well,
let's be real about this.
Well, Brooke, let me step in here for a second. Like, you know, like you said, we're in a problem of our own. You know what I'm saying? And I think the one way to fix it, we got to look at the one group of people in America that do it the best, or actually multiple groups of people. We're looking at the, you know, the Asians, we're looking at the Jews, and we're looking at the Indians and the Hindus. You know what I'm saying? They stick together. You know, they build their own communities. They do their own things. They manufacture their own things. They cook their own food. They share their own trades. You know what I'm saying? So they do things like that. In America, instead, we want to spread our wings and be friends with everybody. Maybe we should just close the doors for a second and just fucking, you know, regroup, straighten up the house a little bit. You know what I'm thinking? And I think, you know, well, I mean, he's a rapper. Wyclef is a rapper. But, you know, like we've seen, like, you know, we've seen the actors do it. We've seen a wrestler do it. We've seen football players do it. I mean, eventually it's going to come a time where there's, you know what I'm saying? Look at Bono. He's an ambassador to England. So, you know what I'm saying? You got to think about it, like, there's a lot of things that go into it, but I think Wyclef actually deserves that position, you know what I'm saying? Because he's the one guy that stepped up, put Haiti on his back in front of everybody. When I just stand in front of the U.S., in front of the world did it, you know what I'm saying? When America said, let us raise the money for Haiti, he said, no, I'm going to go put together my own thing because he wanted to make sure his people were good. He couldn't see that. You can't stand to watch that. And that's something that comes from the heart, and you can only see it in a few leaders that have come along. You only see it in a few leaders that have come along.
Yeah, like I said, like, I don't knock him for that shit, like, he's been doing and all that, you know what I mean? But I see it like this. Like, if he's doing the damn thing, fine. Do the damn thing. Like, if he's doing it, I'm with him. He got my vote. It's quoted on the air. I endorse Wyclef Jean to be president of Haiti, but, yo, he's not built to do this, you feel what I'm saying? Like, he's not built to be a president of a country.
How do you know he's not built to be a president of a country?
But how do you know he is?
There was guys that didn't graduate high school that they said would never be built to be head of companies, but they are.
We elected a C-average president once. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
We elected a fucking borderline retard, not once, but twice.
Twice.
Let's be real here, though. Haiti's so fucked up, I really don't think they could get any worse unless God officially came down and denounced them, okay? Haiti's at the bottom, okay? Let's face it. Haiti ain't got shit to lose, but everything to gain with Wyclef at the helm. I think they could get better, though, but the thing is, though, they're never going to let Wyclef get in. You know why? Because you can't buy him. You cannot buy Wyclef.
Exactly.
He's richer than most of the motherfuckers there. That's why they're not going to put him on. Because you can't pay him off.
But the one thing that country would benefit from is that he does show that he is about his money. He shows that he is about his money. You know what I'm saying? But you're absolutely right, Dave. You hit the nail right on the head with that one. He can't be bought. So in a long line of history that Haiti has of corruption in their government is going to, you know,
initiating shutdown sequence.
Oh, get ready for the sequence is what it says.
All right, so pretty much you already know that the man is trying to shut us down. For those who don't know, next week, of course, when we do this show, it's going to be Michael Jackson's birthday. He'd have been 52 this year. So we're going to have it. We have a big show about that. King J, if you're part of that, I hope you are. You know, we will contact through Facebook and anything like that.
Absolutely. Can I give him my rundown one more time?
Yeah, give me a rundown real quick. Give him what it is.
All right, Thursday, August 26th at Liquid Ice in Nanuet, New York. There's going to be Thirsty Thursdays. We're introducing the Diamond Cut Entertainment. We're going to have drink specials, 2-for-1, $2 shots, dollar drafts, giving away a bottle of rosé to the flyest dressed female, and much more. Also, be on the lookout for my mixtape, King's Court. Also, be on the lookout for my album, For the People, King J. Also, shout-out to A&R Beats. Shout-out to Nora, artist. Our album hopefully coming, Neurotic. You know, we got a lot of things running. It's coming. The movement's moving. It's moving. All right,
So that's what it is. Hopefully, like I said, next week I'm going to link up with King J. We get the whole shit going on. King J, Building 3, the whole clique. We'll be taking over Free Game Radio next weekend. We get the whole shit going down.
Y'all look out for me on Facebook, King J's Court. That's
I want to give a shout out to Jay the Smart Guy. He got his whole thing going on, the Free Game Radio show. He's doing his whole thing. Check her out and everything like that. We're about to be out of here. Check us out next week. We have the whole show based on Michael Jackson's birthday next week. So, of course, that's what we're talking about. King J being the building, Dave Smart Guy, And that's how we doing it, all right? Freaking Radio, we up out of here. Good night.
The king's out of the building.
Out of
the building.
Peace.